Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the American South Asian Network.
Okay.
You might know it better as ASAN. You've been wanting to learn more about them.
I
And we've
have.
got a stack of fascinating information here,
Right.
ready to unlock some serious knowledge about ASAN's mission and how they're making waves for South Asians across the U.S.
Absolutely. What ASAN is doing is groundbreaking.
Yeah.
There's a real need for the kind of representation and support they provide, and the impact is resonating far beyond just the South Asian community itself.
I'm with you. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a step back. For anyone who might be new to this, who exactly are we talking about when we say South Asian?
Great question. For ASAN, it's all about folks with heritage from eight specific countries: Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka.
So we're talking about a massively diverse group here. And one thing that really jumped out at me while I was going through these materials, the economic power of this community is seriously next level. Trillions, right?
Trillions is an understatement. We're talking businesses in the U.S. alone valued at $10 trillion. To put that into perspective, that's more than the entire GDPs of Germany and Japan combined.
It's mind-blowing. And it's not just the Fortune 500 companies either. We're talking everyday businesses like restaurants and hotels, places we all interact with, often owned by South Asians. 60% of the hospitality industry, in fact, which is worth about $600
It employs 4 million people. Let's not forget about healthcare either. Where 20% of U.S. physicians are of South Asian descent, the contributions are everywhere you look.
Okay, I gotta ask. What's the deal with South Asians and spelling bees? You start looking at the numbers, and it's wild. 28 out of the last 35 national spelling bee champs have been South Asian. Is it something in the water?
There's definitely a strong emphasis on education within the culture, maybe with a dash of healthy competition thrown in for good measure. But what's interesting here is that while individual achievements are incredible, ASAN argues that there's even more potential waiting to be unlocked.
There's always another level, right? So what's the secret sauce? What's the key to unlocking that next level, according to them?
Unity. ASAN emphasizes that while you have all these incredibly accomplished individuals, there's a lack of collective action. They're working to change that by creating a platform that truly reflects the diversity and power of the South Asian community, building bridges between all those different cultures and generations.
And they're not just talking the talk, right? I mean, they're backing this up with concrete programs and initiatives.
Absolutely. They've got programs focused on everything from providing access to capital for entrepreneurs to government contracting assistance and workforce development initiatives. You name it, they're trying to empower South Asians to reach their full potential.
Okay, so walk us through some of those programs. What does ASAN actually do to achieve this? For example, take workforce development. What's a specific example of how they're helping people?
So they've really honed in on specific needs within the community. For example, they have a program that connects South Asian women who left the workforce to raise families with resources to relaunch their careers. It's about recognizing the unique challenges faced by different groups and offering tailored support.
That's really interesting because it speaks to a kind of nuanced understanding of the community, right? It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. And it's not just about handouts. ASAN emphasizes the importance of fostering a pay-it-forward mentality. They want people to see ASAN as a launching pad and then come back and mentor the next generation.
It's creating a cycle of empowerment. It's like they're saying, look how much you can achieve, and now help others do the same.
Precisely. And it's working. We're seeing more and more South Asian entrepreneurs, creatives, and leaders emerge. And they're often quick to credit ASAN for giving them the tools and the network to succeed.
So for those listening who are thinking, this ASIN thing sounds incredible, how do I get involved? What would you tell them? Is it just about donating money, or are there other ways to contribute?
Honestly, it's about so much more than just writing a check. They have a bunch of different ways to plug in.
Yeah.
Volunteering your time, mentoring someone just starting out, even just sharing your own story and expertise with the community. It all makes a difference.
It sounds like they're really trying to cultivate a sense of community. It's not just transactional.
Exactly. And it's interesting because this kind of organized effort to unify the South Asian community feels, in a
Perfect.
way, long overdue. Why do you think something like ASAN hasn't emerged sooner?
That's a really good question. I mean, from everything we're seeing, the potential has always been there, right?
Absolutely. And ASAN addresses that directly. They talk about how historically the South Asian community in the U.S. has had this go-it-alone mentality.
Yeah.
focused on individual achievement.
Which makes sense, right? I mean, for generations.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many South Asians have had to navigate spaces where they weren't always welcome or represented.
Exactly. But what ASN is saying is, look, we've proven ourselves individually. Now imagine the power we have if we combine our resources, our networks, our knowledge.
It's like moving from a mindset of scarcity to one of abundance.
Exactly. And honestly, it's not like they're starting from scratch. Think about the numbers we were talking about earlier, the purchasing power, the contributions to taxes, even university donations. They're already making a huge impact, even without being fully unified.
So ASN sees that impact. And it's like they're saying, imagine what we could do if we worked together strategically.
You got it. They want to leverage this success to create even more opportunities for the next generation. And it's not just limited to the U.S. either. ASN recognizes the importance of the global South Asian community.
That's interesting. So how are they bridging that gap between the South Asian American experience and the global diaspora?
Take their industry show, for example,
yeah,
which showcases entrepreneurial journeys. It's not just limited to U.S.-based entrepreneurs. They bring in people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Because they understand that success stories from South Asians anywhere can inspire those within the U.S. and vice versa.
It's a global network of support and inspiration. And we can't forget about the huge number of South Asian students coming to the U.S. every year.
That's a great point. In 2023, nearly a third of ARL international students in the U.S. were from South Asia. That number is only going up. And it represents a massive influx of talent and potential.
And those students alone contribute billions to the economy, right? Not to mention creating jobs and enriching the cultural landscape. It's like this incredible virtuous cycle. And ASN wants to be there to help them connect, thrive, and become the next generation of leaders. But it's not just about economics and achievements, right? There's a cultural element to their mission as well.
Absolutely. They're big on... Exactly. And let's not forget about their work on some of the really tough issues facing the community. They highlight the often overlooked problems like domestic violence and elder abuse, and the organizations working to address them, like Sahara.
It's about looking out for each other, making sure everyone in the community has the support they need, no matter what challenges they're facing. And that includes making sure South Asian voices are heard on the big issues, right?
You got it. And not just in the usual places like business and politics. ASEAN is pushing for better representation in media and entertainment, too.
Yeah, it's about seeing yourself reflected back in a positive light and knowing that anything is possible.
Exactly. It's about breaking down those barriers and showing the world what South Asians are truly capable of.
It's funny because when you really think about it, this kind of unified effort, it benefits everyone, right? It's not just a South Asian thing.
You got it. A rising tide lifts all boats, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
When the South Asian community thrives, America thrives.
And from everything we've seen, ASN is uniquely positioned to drive that kind of large-scale change.
Absolutely. They have the vision, the network, and the resources to really make a difference.
Well said. It's been amazing to take this deep dive into ASN with you.
Likewise. It's a story that I think everyone should know.
For sure. And for anyone listening who's feeling inspired, we encourage you to check out ASN's website, learn more about their mission, see how you can get involved. You might just discover your next passion project.
Or meet your next mentor or business partner. The possibilities are truly endless.
Couldn't agree more. So on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into ASN. But this is really just the beginning of the journey, right?
Absolutely. There's so much more to explore. And we can't wait to see what the future holds for this dynamic and influential community.
We'll be watching closely. And for all of you listening, keep asking those deep questions. Stay curious. And let's keep unlocking knowledge together. Until next time.